Dusty Rhodes is the leader of the common people, big boss man. And Slickster with your dirty old face. Ball and chain match supposed to make me scared and frightened. Because this is the way it goes, Daddy. Ball and chain to a man's ankle, key tossed to the crowd, never to come back. Well, let me tell you something, boss man. I will shackle you, I will chain you, and I will throw the key to the multitude of the common people, because that is America kind of justice.
I'm Doug Stanhope, and if you're listening to this broadcast, don't take my word for it. I got tricked into this in a merch booth.
It's the homemade broadcast.
The what podcast?
The homemade broadcast.
Homemade?
Homemade broadcast.
The homemade podcast.
Yes, sir.
This is very homemade right here. This shit right here, that homemade.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3... 2, 1. It is
the homemade broadcast. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you may be listening. Maybe it's 6:15 Sunday and you're catching me right here on RadioSaintPete.com, or maybe you found me on iTunes or Stitcher. Either one of those, just by searching for the homemade broadcast. Welcome to the program. My name is Will Coons, host, as always and forever. I hope you are well. I'm okay. I'm doing all right. We had to rush and throw together this rushed podcast because I don't know. I use this app to record this thing called Spreaker, and Spreaker sucks. So if you, I only stuck with it because that's what I had. That's what I started with. And it's hard for me to switch. And I kind of like it because I have a 45-minute time limit on it. And when that 45 minutes is up, this app shuts off whether I'm ready or not, and I feel like it kind of trains me to be on time. So I'm sticking with them, but it's probably going to be not too much longer because they wouldn't help me with my RSS feed when I was trying to get on iTunes. What I do is I record it, I download it, then I put it on Audioboom, a far superior service. If you're getting started and thinking about starting a podcast, look into Audioboom or Podbean, either one of those or both. Those are really good services. Do not use Spreaker. It is not a good service. The app crashes. And what happened last week was we had Max Forman in here, who was a music producer, now living in Austin. So I got lucky enough to catch him when he was in town. And he agreed to come in and drove all the way from Tampa to be here. So when I recorded my intro, he had called me, told me he was here at the studio, in quotes, and so I picked up the phone, talked to him, let him in, plugged my mixer into my telephone, and I wasn't getting any levels for some reason on the app, but I could hear everything, and it sounded like I could, when I plugged it in, I could hear that little pop, so I was like, well, it's got to be, you know, it's just the lights aren't working, the levels aren't working, but it must be recording. Nope. Didn't work, and this is the second time this app has done this to me, so I'm just about had it. So apologies to Max Forman. He drove all the way out here for not, basically, but I found out I can record from my Google Voice line, so that's good news. So hopefully I'm in the works to get some pretty interesting nationwide guests, so that should be neat. And if you want to call that and leave a voicemail, I encourage you to do that. 813-693-2124. That's 813-693-2124. Or you can email me at thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. And our website is up, where I'm officially a man of the 21st century. I'm a participant in the matrix of the internet. And you can view that website at hmbradio.com. CBTS.com. That's going to take you. You can listen from there, from the website, as well as the iTunes and Radio St. Pete Archive and everywhere else that I'm at. We got the events listings up there, contacts, you know, basically everything that's on the Facebook. But it's just, I don't know. I feel like it's more legitimate because it's has its own .com at the end. But and I hope you enjoy checking that out as much as my friend Leah had making it. Thank you, Leah. That was really nice of you. It's through Squarespace, and they actually, it's pretty easy. I really could have done it myself, but I appreciate her helping me with that. I'm stubborn, and I don't want to learn new things. But once I started playing around with it, it's actually pretty easy to use. The only thing I don't like about Squarespace is that I paid, or Joe Bordeaux paid, for this website. And it's got this stupid Powered by Squarespace at the bottom. It's like, okay, well, so I'm giving you a free ad on my website now? Or I don't understand how that works. It's not really fair. It doesn't bother me that much. Whatever. I don't really care. But I don't know. It's kind of annoying. It would be nice just to be able to delete that, but you cannot do that. So check out hmbradio.com. Reminder, our open mics, comedy open mics at Sly Bar, every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. So come out. We got a $50 cash prize courtesy of Sly Bar. We have free pizza from Angelo's. It's a lot of fun. Lando's out there giving away his own money for second prizes. Buys the third prize contestant a drink. So it's a lot of fun out there. 2061 Central Avenue. Every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. And if you're listening this Sunday, if you're listening Sunday, so you should come out to the Benz right after the show is over because we have a showcase. And that is, let me look up the flyer here. Should have pulled this up before. Idiot. So it's called the Benz Don't Break Show. And that is at the Benz here in St. Pete. And their address is... come on, man. I knew I was going to talk about this. Why didn't I pull this up? All right, so their address is 919, that's what I thought. 919 First Ave North, Sunday the 23rd. So if you're hearing us on Radio St. Pete, come out and check us out. We got some really great comedians, some new people. Amanda Jordan, who I saw at, I've seen her a couple times, she's hilarious. She kind of looks like Justin Bieber a little bit, and she's cute as hell. And Amanda Jordan will be out there. Jake Barsness, old pal of the show. Kyle Roos, Nina Ramdat, and Andrew Silas will all be performing for free. We will get started early since it is a Sunday show, 8 p.m., and it's free. So come out, 919 First Ave North. Check out facebook.com/thehomemadebroadcast. Click on that events tab. Subscribe to the events because we're always doing, I'm trying to do one of these shows a month now. And we got some things in the work with some other people, some other folks, to put together some more open mics and showcases. So keep up with all things Tampa Bay comedy, or at least my things, on facebook.com/thehomemadebroadcast. Subscribe to that. Like the page. I'm going to eventually have a mailing list once I figure that stupid thing out. Nicole was supposed to help me with that, but she's busy at work. So, I don't know. Got some exciting stuff going on. Oh, we're up for a Best of the Bay Award. Creative Loafing Tampa Bay is doing their annual Best of the Bay type of stuff. And we're nominated under the Best Local Podcast and Best Local Internet Radio Show. Also, Radio St. Pete is up for Best Radio Station, which I think is technically not legal because they're technically not a radio station. It's online. I don't know how it works. I don't know how they do it. But you should totally go check it out. Go to the HMB Radio. There's a banner there that says vote for us. You click on that and please vote the Homemade Broadcast for both of those categories. Got some tough competition, so I need all the help I can get. Our guest this week, Cindy Stovall, is also nominated in those categories. So we're going to fight on air. No, I met Cindy a little while ago. She hosts the Beauty and the Berg show on lifeimprovementradio.com. So I figured to get her in here and we'll talk a little bit about what we're doing. She's hosting a show. I'm hosting a show, kind of the same thing. So we're going to talk just about stuff. about what we're doing here. So she'll be here shortly. Stay tuned for the Indie Circuit at 10 p.m. On Sundays here on Radio St. Pete. And we got a beer show coming up from Thomas Barris. I believe that's going to be on Saturdays at noon, last I heard. But Thomas is a very knowledgeable guy about beer. And with the exploding craft beer scene here in the Bay Area, it will be a welcome addition to Radio St. Pete. So looking forward to hearing Thomas here on air. Okay, so the last thing I got before Cindy comes on is I have a message from the voicemail, which once again is 813-693-2124. You can call that, leave a voicemail, and I'll play them. So we have one, so let's go ahead and hear that message. Is it going to work? Yes. Maybe. Maybe. Let's see.
Hey, Will. This is your buddy Todd Smith of Wine Smith, St. Pete's best wine shop slash wine bar at 1620 Central Avenue. Really been enjoying the show, the homemade broadcast, catching up on some old episodes. Thought Brian Harris was quite good. Thought Chris Fisher had some tremendous advice. I had a question for you. What is your main contact method for guests you don't already know? As in, you know, people you haven't met before, people you're trying to reach out to get on the show. What is the main contact method you're using? And second question, have you asked Charlie Crist to be on the show yet? That's it, man. Keep up the good work. Thanks.
Thank you, Todd. Thanks for calling in, man. Yeah, go check Todd out at Winesmith. If you need wine and don't know what you're doing, he's very knowledgeable and will be able to help you out there, 1620 Central Avenue. So, yes, Chris Fisher was great. Love that guy. Also nominated for Best of Bay Ward. Don't vote for him. He doesn't need it. He does, but we all do. So, okay, question is, what is my main contact message for guests who I don't already know? Twitter. That's about it. Twitter is an amazing tool. You can reach out to people, and they will see it right in front of their face almost immediately. I do a lot of Twittering and also just classic email. Having the RadioSt.Pete.com address, I think, helps a lot because it adds some legitimacy to a otherwise illegitimate man. No. So it's cool to just reach out via email. That's pretty much how I get most of them. If you ask for stuff, a lot of times you get yes. So I just say, hey, what's up? I host this show. You should come hang out and talk to me. And most people are like, yeah, okay, that sounds cool. Let's do that. So that's about it. And have I ever had Charlie Crist on? Or would I? Of course. I'd love to talk to Charlie Crist. I reached out to Charlie during the gubernatorial race here last year. I reached out to Adrian Wiley, who came on the show, and Charlie, Mr. Charlie, and Ricky Scott, one of the best rap names that never was. And those two guys, the bigger guys, didn't get back to me. But, yeah, if anyone knows Charlie, let them know I'm looking for him. Not in a weird way. Just want to talk to him about stuff and what he's doing. And he's a St. Pete guy, so it'd be cool to talk to him. I'd absolutely love to speak to Charlie Crist. So, yeah, that's it. Thank you, Todd, for calling in. Please call in. Anybody else? 813-693-2124 and leave a message, and we'll talk via Google Voice. It'll be fun. So, all right, Cindy is almost here, I think, as far as I know. So through the magic of radio, we'll get with her, and we'll chat about St. Petersburg, Florida broadcasting via the internet. So bear with me. Please hold. I'll be right back with Cindy. All right, Cindy. Welcome to the Homemade Broadcast, fellow broadcaster.
That's right. Thanks, Will. It is such a pleasure to be here. I swear to God.
Thank you. I appreciate you coming because I was going to ask you what you recorded on. We were kind of talking about it because I had a guest last week and the app didn't work. I used Spreaker. And I don't know if you use Spreaker.
I do use Spreaker.
You do to record your show?
Oh, no, not to record.
So you just put it on there?
It's listed on there for download.
Gotcha. That's what and this is why, I started with it. So I feel like I want to stay just because I'm familiar with it. Right. And I gain some, listeners from there. So I don't just want to leave. But also, I find Spreaker nauseating. With their customer service is terrible. I trash them on Twitter all the time, and they don't even bother to respond to that.
Oh, that's a shame.
They don't respond to emails.
No, I haven't had any of that experience, but of course I haven't asked anything of them. At this point.
As long as you don't ask anything of them, I think they will be more than happy to ignore you.
Yeah. But it is a great forum, you know, like you said before, for bringing more listeners in. You know, it's kind of a hub of all of the interest in podcasting, people that want to check out what there is in the podcast universe, mm-hmm. you know. So in that way, it's pretty cool. But from my perspective, all of my old shows are there available for download. And what I really love is that when you go to the search engine, Beauty and the Berg is like one of the first things that comes up. So,
oh, really?
So in that way, it works out for me. But I have not tried to do a podcast through them. So
that's how I started. It was just
might be another experience if I did.
I have my show lasts 45 minutes, and I use Spreaker because at 45 minutes, it cuts off on me. So I like it because it keeps me on time.
It keeps you on time.
And I know, you know.
I definitely have a problem with that, as my producer will tell you. And my show is supposed to be 30 minutes, but it usually goes for the 45.
Yeah.
That seems to be where I land every time.
So you do. Reason. So what do you use to record then? And tell me about your show, too.
Okay.
And tell the listeners.
Thank you. Well, I do a show called Beauty and the Berg. It is on your competitor, but, you know.
We're all friends. The great thing about online radio and podcasting is that there really is no competition because you can kind of check it out at your leisure.
Exactly.
You know, you don't have a time
slot.
That's
how I feel about it. And, you know, I'm one of those rising tides lift all boats kind of people. So, you know, what's good for you and what's good for me, I want us all to do well. So
absolutely.
And I absolutely plan to have you on my show as well.
Great. I'm down whenever.
So, excellent. So it's called Beauty and the Berg, and I broadcast every Wednesday night at 6 p.m.
You do your show live, right?
I do a lot of them live, but I've been doing a lot of pre-records lately because I kind of like the control I have over it. So I'm flexible. I'll do whatever works out for the schedule. But the initial webcast, the initial play goes on 6 p.m. on Wednesdays. Then we do a couple of replays, and then it goes to podcast, you know, probably a week later. So that's on lifeimprovementradio.com. And I talk all about basically the arts in St. Pete, and it can be visual artists, it can be theater people and performers, lots of music. I love to do the musicians in town. I know that you talk to a lot of the same people I talk to. But I always say, you know, if they bring beauty to the Berg, then I'm all about talking to them. So we've had a lot of great people. I just had my one-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I have now done 60 consecutive shows without one repeat. I'm very proud of that.
That's you should be. I just hit the 100th episode a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
And it seems about, I think I might have missed maybe 3 weeks.
Right.
I've been really trying to keep
good
consistent.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what keeps the interest fresh and people keep wanting to hear. If you keep putting the replays on,
yeah.
You know, people will be like, well, I heard that one already. So I like to keep it fresh. And, you know, there's so many amazing, fascinating people in town that –
There's plenty of material.
I worry
that I'm going to run out of people. And then whenever I feel like that happens, I meet 10 new people that
exactly.
are just going to be new guests. So
exactly. And, you know, so many of the people that you had on the first time, you know that that well is so deep that you can have them back on another two or three times and they'll always be entertaining.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are definitely fan favorites out there, so... You know, when you get into doing some repeats of or having some guests back, that's really never a bad thing either.
Yeah. Do you record? Where do you record from? Do you have a studio?
So I have a little bit of a makeshift studio in my dining room. But as it turns out, you know, I have this 1920s bungalow in the old Northeast.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's very cool. Falling down around my ears, but it's fabulous. Well, they used to do the walls in plaster back then, and I find that to be acoustically just fabulous because I've taken the show around traveling, trying to do kind of, you know, on-site venues and stuff, but you never know what you're going to get sound-wise in a lot of those places. The echoes, you know, the room can be big and there's a lot of echo. So I find that in my little old dining room, the sound and the acoustics are absolutely perfect. And I have my little flashing on the air sign and, you know, my table and everyone. I put out some fresh flowers and a little tea and some water, and everyone seems quite satisfied with that. So
nice. Yeah, we're kind of in the same boat here. I got a nice little homemade studio.
But it feels very studio-like, so it's awesome.
It is. I've kind of turned my living. I don't really have a living room anymore. It's just a studio space.
It's a studio. So, no, it totally works. I feel like I'm totally in a radio studio.
Oh, cool.
Podcast studio, whatever we want to call
it. Yeah, whatever. Same thing. It's funny how people say that, or some people have said that radio is dying. Which is silly to me, because this podcasting is the new movement. It's the evolution of radio.
It's the evolution of radio. I mean, look at how things like Serial and, you know, some other things I'm sure you can name that I can't pull off the top of my head. I mean, they're doing so great, and it's because of the advent and rise of podcasting that have given this whole new forum and the ability for people to go back and catch what they missed, and or hear it in another country, or, you know, it just opens up all the doors. But it's still great radio, as far as I'm concerned.
They had Howard Stern trashed podcasting on his show.
Well, he would. Of course he would. He's not got a dog in that hunt at this point.
But the thing about it is that internet radio is pretty much podcasting. We're so broadcasting over the internet. He's not broadcasting over FM terrestrial airwaves anymore.
Well,
so I don't think he understands really that he's pretty much doing podcasting. I'm sure his show is available from Sirius on a podcast.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. And then the other thing is that, you know, in another 5 or 6 years, when everyone has gotten a new car and all of them come off the line with Wi-Fi,
yep,
they're all going to have the choice,
that's right,
of going to a podcast or to FM radio. And guess what? They might just be choosing the podcast.
I don't listen to the radio at all anymore, really.
Really, neither do I, unless I'm in the car.
Yeah. Even then, I everything's on my phone. I just and I have a little adapter,
right?
So I can listen to my podcast or my
to your podcast, Spotify, or your MP3s or whatever.
Yeah, I don't listen. I mean, I tune in just because I'm a fan of radio. So there's sometimes I'll tune in to the talk, you know.
Right.
Programs.
Well, plus I'm a sports fan, so I'll listen to a lot of, you know,
sports podcasts.
Sports chatter. Yeah, that's true.
We got the Grantland Sports podcast, which is great.
Yeah, and we've got a great sports show on Life Improvement Radio as well, Sports Matter. So, yeah, there's definitely lots of great material out there for sure. And, you know, when the new car automation has taken over, number one, satellite radio will be dead.
Yeah.
That will make that completely obsolete.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, people will just, I think they'll be going more for the podcast because they're not going to care. It's sound over the airwaves to them. What do they care whether it's internet-based or radio studio-based? You know, that's a small distinction, really.
There is, I talked to a guy who runs this, it's my friend's uncle by marriage, but he used to do ESPN's podcast, Pod Vader.
Oh, wow.
So I got to speak with him a little bit. Now he's working for some company helping podcasters. And he listened to my shows, and mine is more of a traditional radio type of format,
right,
which, you know,
so is mine.
Yeah.
So is mine.
And I like that format. But there's a difference between, the difference being is that you don't have to tune in at this time. You know, you have a time slot.
Exactly.
But not having that, so we're not competitors anymore. There's no friends with the Fisher and Cage guys. They've been really great and very helpful. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's building quite the community.
That's great. You'll have to put me in touch with them.
Huh? Yeah, absolutely. I
am always into learning. We've been talking about, you know, kind of our setups and the things that we use. And even though I've gotten very good at technology troubleshooting, there is still a lot that I have to learn. And I want, you know, obviously I want the quality of the show to be as good as it can possibly be. And so I want to learn about kind of all the stuff you have set up.
I've pretty much just learned by doing. That's pretty much what you got to do. I found a cheap mixer, like I said, and looked up, just Googled mixers for podcasting. And you find all the stuff you need, and good mic cables. are very important, I found out. They make a low-quality mic, a mid-quality mic with the cable when you're done.
Right.
So it's just, I mean, researching. And, but, yeah, I can tell you what I know. I'll give you the model number of this thing.
Excellent.
And yeah, at least it'll help a little bit, maybe.
I think I have these mics. I think these are pretty close to the ones I have.
These are all different. This one I got, this one's actually a semi-good mic.
Yeah.
I spent the money. It was like $100. I don't know exactly what it is.
Okay, mine was definitely not that much.
That one is just a Radio Shack one.
But they sound, you know, they sound okay, so.
Yeah. I think, like, I really want to invest in the SM7B, I think, is like the podcasting standard, like the gold standard.
Beautiful.
For sure. But they're like $330 a piece, so.
But I'm sure worth it. I'm sure worth it.
I talked on one at Sam Ash, and I couldn't really tell the difference. But then again, I don't have that kind of ear. So it's like, you know, I don't know. But I know it probably would sound better in general with, you know, condensing and all that.
Right.
I had, excuse me, I had a producer in here, the one that didn't record when I was using the app. And I meant to get him to play with these levels to figure out which ones were which, but I forgot to tell him to do that. I don't know. I just set everything to zero. It works good enough, and that's all I can ask for.
See, now my mixer is in the PC itself. There is, you know, there are levels in there, and that's what I do. I put them all to zero, and that seems to be what works best.
Just level them out. It's good enough, anyways. So tell me more, Cindy, about Life Improvement Radio and how you got set up with them.
Well, a couple of years back, I'm a career nurse, and I was working at All Children's Hospital. My mother got ill and kind of needed a lot more care. And so I was asked to be, or it was kind of an open call to be on a radio show at Life Improvement Radio called Let's Talk Life. And the subject matter was Mother's Day. And, of course, she was just so present in my mind and what was going on with her and, you know, our history together. And it was just felt like I needed to be there and be a part of this show and make a contribution and say something about Mom on this show. And when I walked into the studio, I don't know, I just loved the whole atmosphere of it. And I had always wanted to do something with radio. I got this, have you ever gotten a wrong phone call? Or a wrong number phone call, and you end up, like, talking to the person for a while?
Never. I hang up immediately.
Okay. Well, this was a thing where I got a few messages for someone that clearly was not meant to be me.
Mm-hmm.
And I called the person because it was, like, tickets and time-sensitive, and I thought, I need to let them know they're not calling the right person.
Right, right.
And we ended up kind of chatting a little bit, and she said, what do you do for a living? And before I had a chance to answer it, her, she said, because I hope you're doing it with your voice, whatever it is. And that always kind of stuck with me. I always kind of wanted to see where that would go.
Mm-hmm.
So here was an opportunity, you know, to be on a show, to see how it felt. I loved the feel of the studio. You know, there were friggin' paintings of turtles on the wall. I mean, how could you not love that? And Eric was really nice, and I kind of had an idea for a show, you know, about the arts, but not only about what's going on here. So many great young people that came through here and came through PCCA are now very successful in other places around the world, and that's a big part of my programming. I call it expatriates.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I've always tried in other formats to get them recognized or get them written about without any success. So here was a chance for me to kind of do it myself. And it just, when things just kind of fall into place like that for you, you roll with it. You just go with it. The opportunity presented itself, something I was always curious about, and I just totally went with it. And
how long ago was that?
And that was, you know, last, like May of 2014.
Oh, okay.
I went on the air in July and haven't looked back.
So you did the first call, the Mother's Day thing, and then
right.
You met some people, and then they were like, hey, would you be interested in doing a program?
Well, I called them and said, I have a program that I really think would be great. And at first he said, well, why would we want, you know, this is a format that goes around the world, you know. Why the interest in just talking about St. Pete? And I said, well, why does Austin City Limits just talk about Austin? I mean, we're just as cool as they are, and it's time the world knows about it. So that was, you know, I know it was totally arrogant, but, but I went in with the intent of, you know, let's make the Berg and the stuff that's going on here just as popular to people in other places, either in Florida or in the country or in the world, you know, as it is to us right here. Plus, the other kind of unintended benefit was that, number one, for a lot of our artists, when you talk about their work and you give the websites and then, you know, you share links on the podcast or whatever, it opens up markets for them in the state, in the country, and around the world. I've had several artists sell to people overseas as a result of hearing about them on my show. So that wasn't my original intention, but it's a very happy accident. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we have this great arts community, but sometimes there's a concern about whether or not we have enough residential and financial support to buy the art, right?
Yes, that's a very big thing here.
Exactly. Yeah. So media, podcasting, talking about them is a way to open up markets.
Yes.
And the more you increase your listener base, the more you open up those markets for your local artists. So
yeah, I think the best way to get media attention, I found, is to become the media. And you talk about your own stuff, and things start to happen for you.
That's, there you go. You've got it. You've totally got it. Then the other unintended result was, because my intention was, I went in just feeling like I want to promote these great people, these performers, these artists, you know, that are, they're struggling to get by. They can't afford a whole advertising campaign. I don't charge them anything. You know, the goal and the intent is just to, you know, with no questions asked and with no expectations, just to do the right thing.
Right.
When you go into a project, if your intent is to just do the right thing, then hopefully down the way, the rest will take care of itself. If it gains traction, if you develop a listenership, and, you know, then hopefully down the line, there'll be opportunities to have advertising, to get some sponsors, and kind of that's the phase that we're entering now.
Yeah, same here. I feel you. It's a long haul, but as Joe Bordeaux has told me, the money will come. You just got to keep doing your thing.
The money will come.
I hope so. I certainly hope so.
I hope so. Well, I mean, I've just gotten, you know, I'm working with the Tampa Bay International Gay and Lesbian Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
So they have kind of hired me, quote unquote, to provide some media services for them. So that's very exciting.
And when is that?
That festival is going to be October 2nd through the 10th, and they've come to this side of the Bay. It's their 26th year.
Wow.
And it's very exciting because now they're coming to St. Pete, and they've left the Tampa Theater, which, you know, they were happily ensconced in for a quarter of a century, and now they're bringing their film festival to the Palladium downtown. But first, on September the 12th, we're going to have a great big launch party at the Dolly Museum, and I'm going to be there kind of doing a whole red carpet scenario, so I'm very excited about that. And then I'll be there at the opening of the festival at the Palladium. So I think that they saw that, okay, here's a way to partner with local media that is truly hand in hand, you know, with the community. And then when you have the reach of iTunes and Spreaker and, you know, and all these other outlets to distribute your material, it makes you really almost farther reaching than some of the TV shows, which are great, which they're very nice to promote, but they're on once and it's over.
Right.
And they only are telecast to the immediate viewing area.
That's right.
So when you line yourself up with podcasting, it's, you know, the reach is potentially unlimited.
Yeah, it's worldwide. I mean, you never know who's going to be listening and paying
That's
attention.
Right.
Sometimes I will. Usually I don't. I have a very specific set of things that I listen to. But every once in a while I'll scan and see what I find and listen to shows
just
I wouldn't ordinarily listen to.
Just check out something different.
Yeah.
So what have you discovered? I'll ask you a question.
Okay.
What have you discovered that was just an unexpected treasure find for you in the podcast world?
So, I mean, do you mean in my show or in general?
Just when you were scanning, listening for content to listen to that you thought was cool.
I was listening. I said, you know, being a part of Radio St. Pete, I should probably know what's on Radio St. Pete. So there's a lot of shows. So recently I found the Indie Circuit, which is on at 10 p.m. on Sundays.
Very cool.
That's Mao and Dr. Mobius, they call themselves.
Okay.
And they play, like, really cool, like, music. It's just stuff that I've never heard of in my entire life, and all of it's awesome. So I really like those guys, been pushing those people.
Very nice.
And they've been here the whole time on Radio St. Pete and didn't even know.
See, and you feel better. Are they in syndication?
No, they're just, they do Radio St. Pete. That's
awesome.
Yeah, I don't even think they podcast. So you have to listen. You can listen in the archives, of course, but at 10 on Sundays for those people. And there's Dean Logan does a show about jobs here in the St. Pete area. That's all he focuses on.
Very nice.
And there's a new program. We got a beer show coming up. Tom Barris from Barley Mow.
Yes. Do you know? I'm not sure either.
I don't know.
In my head, it's Barley Mow.
It's M-O-W.
Okay.
But I feel like I've heard people say Mao, too.
Mao, yeah, see?
So I don't know.
It's one of those things. It's like when you have a guest on and you've read their name a million times because you've known them for years, but then you realize now that I actually have to say it on the air that I actually am not sure how to pronounce it.
I always make sure I ask people because I have a goofy last name. So
I do, too. I totally do, too.
It's just, a good way of going about it. My nickname, it's so goofy that I make sure I ask because
you
never know.
All the little pitfalls. All right, so what's the proper way to pronounce your last name?
It's Kuntz.
See, that's how I pronounce it.
All good. Yes, there you go. Perfect. You're one of the only people in the world.
That's how I pronounce it, and I'm very happy that I've been getting it right.
So, Cindy, your show is Beauty in the Berg.
Beauty in the Berg.
And it airs on lifeimprovementradio.com.
Yes.
Once the day?
Wednesdays at 6, and also in syndication on Fridays at 5 on LIRAfterDark.com.
Tell me about them. I've never heard
so
of them before.
So LIR After Dark is, you know, it's kind of like the sister station of LifeImprovementRadio.com, and they have a lot of content that can be a little more either risque or harder language, or, you know, they have like slings, flings, and dinglings, which is like kind of a sex show, basically.
Sounds up my alley. Sign me up.
I'm telling you, it's really good. And, you know, they're up for a couple of Creative Loafing Best of the Bay Awards. I know that we are nominated in several of the same categories.
Very exciting,
I will say good luck to you.
Thank you. We're going to shake hands here.
We're shaking hands on
the air.
There's
a firm handshake there, Cindy. I felt the competition in your handshake. We'll see how it goes.
We'll
I'm excited,
see how it
though.
Goes. We'll see how it goes.
So LIR Radio is... So it's not just sex shows, right?
I mean, definitely not. They have a whole – we've got like almost 30 active shows from –
all local or
all local.
In the Tampa Bay area?
Well,
I didn't realize.
There are a couple of syndicated shows, but the 30 I'm talking about are all ones that we do and that we produce. There are ones about money management, about legal matters, about social media, as I said before, the sports – there's one called Nathan Doherty. I'm sure you're familiar with him. He's a musical theater guy, but he does one called Chewing the Fat, where, you know, he does a lot of comedy stuff and a lot of stuff about musical theater. Mm. And he's up for he's up in our categories as well. There's all kinds of content, services in the detail. I mean, whatever it is that you're thinking about, there is a appropriate life improvement radio show that goes along with it.
That's a good thing about podcasting, too, is there's literally a show about everything. Anything you want to know, there's some show on it.
It's really true. It's really true.
You know what I was surprised, too, when I was looking at the Best of the Bay stuff? I did not realize how many people were doing podcasting.
I know.
It's a lot of people.
I know because, you know, I've been one of the people kind of writing very frequently to Creative Loafing about creating, because it wasn't a category last year.
Yeah.
And kind of writing to them fairly consistently about, you know, this is kind of the state of, this is, you know, this is the new thing in broadcasting, and there's a lot of people doing it. And even so, one of the requests that I made was they really do also need to do internet radio station as well. You know,
yes.
An internet radio show and a podcast can be kind of semi-considered the same thing.
Right.
So the radio station, it would be nice for LIR Life Improvement Radio and Radio St. Pete and Rhino on Air and all these, you know, different people to be up against each other in the station internet radio station category.
Yes, and I think they need definitely, because there are a lot of internet radio stations, and there is differences between, also in the categories too, there's a lot of things. I wish Creative Loafing would have done a better job at kind of streamlining, because there's a lot of stuff that aren't podcasts
right.
that are in the podcast category.
Right. Researching a little bit and, paring down the number of total nominees. I don't know. I honestly don't know what the process is or how you get to be a nominee, or does it only take one nomination and you're on the list? I don't know.
I don't know quite how that works.
But I'll tell you, I love them so much, it's hard for me to be critical.
I feel you. And I've had my run-ins with Creative Loafing about comedy stuff, but then when I've actually talked to some people from Creative Loafing, mm-hmm. then I kind of felt bad. I had Scott Harrell in here, who's the...
They just want the best for the whole community. They really, you know...
They do, and I know their staff is very small, and they're on a shoestring budget.
Yes, very much so.
And I saw something about that they had 5,000 nominees for... in the food and drink category alone.
Well, that was the point I made last year when I was making my argument for best podcast. I said, if you can have best use of butter as one of your categories, then you can certainly have best podcast.
Definitely.
So I'm going to take a little bit of the credit for those categories appearing.
As should you. You should.
This year's survey.
That's the one I put. I remember when we were voting last year, that was one of the category we missed, and mm-hmm. I said best podcast mm-hmm. would be a good one to
Definitely.
Have. So
Definitely.
That's good that they're doing this, and that's
they are on the cutting edge with the rest of us. So.
They definitely are. And now they're all moving online too. I was talking to Scott about it though. Because I think that newspapers are kind of on their way out. But I think the ones that will survive are going to be those local dailies. Those are the ones that are going to thrive, I think.
No doubt about it. I mean, look at all the people that will pick up a TBT instead of the regular paper, instead of the regular Tampa Bay Times. You know, it's sad to see the way that that's going, the institution. You know, you grew up reading the paper on Sunday morning and the funnies, and there's a part of me that will always want to do that, but I'll be honest with you, I haven't bought a paper in a very long time.
Yeah, me either. And it's just like podcasting and radio, newspapers, it's time to switch over to the internet.
Exactly. I read, whatever articles I'm interested in, I look up online, and that's just how it is.
Yeah, you can't fear change. May not be good, but it is.
But
so
it is.
So you got to get used to it.
It is the only thing you can count on, really.
That is a fact.
Or the death and taxes part, too, right?
Yeah, and then a death tax on top
and
of that.
And a death tax.
That's a whole other issue. So, Cindy, we're just about out of time here. So
you're kidding.
I know.
Honestly?
It goes fast. I know.
That's amazing.
We did. Thank you for coming in, too.
Thank you for giving me an opportunity to talk about the Tampa Bay International Gay and Lesbian Film Festival, too. I'm very excited about that. And
send
about
me info on it, and I'll put it on the
I
Facebook page.
I certainly will. And if I could, very briefly, I just want to talk about an upcoming art show that I'm curating in November called Exposure. It's going to be at the train station. At the Maureen Center for Clay.
Okay.
November 13th, 14th, and 15th. It's going to be a fabulous photographic exhibition of kind of photographing artists, you know, doing what they do and the real, really pulling back the curtain and viewing them, creating the art. And then the piece depicted in the photo will be available as well. So
very good.
I just wanted to make quick mention of
Exposure.
Yes,
send that to me too. I'll get it up on the website.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You got it. You got social media stuff you can give out and where to find you?
Absolutely. I am on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at BeautifulBerg. And Facebook is facebook.com/BeautifulBerg. So it's basically BeautifulBerg for all of my handles. And I really try and keep up with fresh posts for your viewing pleasure every day, and especially with the beauty marks and a lot of the events that I have coming up that I talk about on the show. I try and have all on all of the social media.
Very good. You can find me at home_made_man, facebook.com/thehomemadebroadcast. Cindy, thank you very much.
Well, it's been a total pleasure, and I look forward to having you on my show real soon.
Whenever you're ready, I'm ready. Have a good one, everybody. See ya.